What does energy have to do with my healing? Find out on this next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for another podcast. And if you are a first-time listener, we welcome you, and we invite you to check out our library of podcasts. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for being on this journey with us, because that is what we're on. We're on a journey through this life. So we're going to shift gears a little bit today. I mentioned something about energy in the introduction. So what does energy have to do with my healing, with our healing? So I wanted just to introduce this topic that will probably carry us through probably a few podcasts, because there is no way that we can even scratch the surface in these next few minutes, and we'll not be able to even scratch the surface even several more podcasts. So we're going to just jump in, and so, you know, what does energy have to do? So I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but your body is energy, okay? You are created. I mean, break it down to the cellular level. When you break it down to cellular level, we're made up of molecules. The molecules are made up of atoms. The atoms have electrons, neutrons, protons. I mean, you name it. That's what we're made up of, okay? We are basically this physical being that has energy running through our body, throughout the entire body, okay? Because that's what we are made up. We're made up of all these little atoms that make up the molecules that go to make up the cells. The cells make tissue. The tissue, you know, you have organs, and then you've got your body. So whether we're aware of it or not, we are energy. Okay, and there is a branch of medicine that's called energy medicine, all right, that is in the realm of, is in the area of alternative, okay, and that's been considered more of a mystical woohoo type of medicine. And so I just wanted just to kind of introduce you to this, because we're going to be talking about this for a few podcasts. You know, the first time I really got introduced to energy was when we were doing Kung Fu together as a family, mm-hmm. many years ago. I mean, it's been over 10 years ago that we started doing Kung Fu, and our Kung Fu teachers, our masters, introduced us to this term, Qigong. Mm-hmm. Okay, and in the school also, there's also Tai Chi, mm-hmm. Which would fall into this realm of energetic medicine. So that was really the first time I got introduced to it, because I remember we would be doing these routines, these techniques where they wanted us to rub our hands together and then feel the Qi, mm-hmm. feel the energy. Okay, so Qi is a term that comes from the Chinese culture, okay? Because they've been energy medicine has been around for
centuries,
okay? And so it's a big thing in the Chinese culture, and what they call this energy that traverses through our body is Qi. Mm-hmm. All right. And then in Indian medicine, Ayurvedic, mm-hmm. and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. They also have a term for it called dosha, all right? And so they also, this is their term for energy. So energy medicine's been around for centuries, mm-hmm. but it's just recently where it's been exploding in the Western world. Okay, in particular, I'm gonna talk about the United States. And there's all sorts of different things out there. There's hands-on, like acupuncture and Reiki. Then there's sensory motor, where you're talking about like crystals. And so even a lot of the celebrities, you know, talk about, I mean, Adele talks about that she performs better when she holds crystals in her hands. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian West, you know, when she, at one point, there's been in the press about when she was in Bali going to see an energy healer. I mean, it's really exploded. Mm-hmm. I mean, just one thing here that I've noticed is this new business, acupuncture business called Modern Acupuncture, you know, and this is like a franchise acupuncture business that is now, I'm starting to see them pop up everywhere here in Phoenix. So I'm not sure if it's throughout the United States or not, but it's definitely becoming more mainstream. Mm-hmm. And why? Because what they're really aiming at is trying to address the blockages in our body where the energy is not flowing. Because when the energy is not flowing, that's what then predisposes us to poor health and disease. So for me, I was introduced to it, you know, when we started doing Kung Fu a long time ago. But when it was brought up again was during my lymphatics, when I started going for my lymphatic treatment last September or October. And the woman that I started going to said, "Have you ever tried acupuncture?" And I was like, "No, I don't really even understand what acupuncture is." And so she introduced me to it, and she said, "You know, that was really healing for me when I had some major health issues." And she's like, "And I attribute my healing to the acupuncture." And so I decided to check it out.
Because that's what you were doing.
Exactly.
You were checking everything out.
I was checking everything out. I mean, so Tina, talk a little bit about your experience with energy healing. And also, I want to talk about what Tina and I've been doing as far as like energy coaching over the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, because of Kung Fu, right? Learn a lot about how qi runs through the body. But I think that it mostly over the last couple of years when we hired the coach, just didn't realize how much energy played such a crucial role in our life. Yeah. I mean, not just with our bodies, but like just our personal lives, what's happening in our business. I mean, everything, it runs through everything because it's all around us. Right. And so just being aware of that, I think, just allows you to think deeper. Right.
Exactly.
And I think, too, it's getting more popular here in the United States because people are looking for something else. Like, there's got to be something else. Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, compared to Chinese medicine, I mean, traditional medicine is a baby, right? Mm-hmm. It's an infant. So it's almost like we're just now catching up to what's been happening, right, with Chinese medicine. So I'm glad it's becoming more popular here because it's important.
That's right.
There's a lot of people suffering, and I think we should be looking at alternative ways of healing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, and I think, you know, like over the last 2 years, and I think we've mentioned this in previous podcasts, over the past 2 years, Tina and I started doing energy coaching with an energy coach that we found a couple years ago. It's been exactly 2 years since we found our energy coach, Bill Heinrich, and this is definitely a plug-in for Bill because he's been awesome. And basically, it's balancing and revitalizing our energy and finding where the blockages are. I mean, that's the easiest way really to understand what it is, like what it is that we're doing with energy, okay? I mean, think about all the core emotions that we have, that we carry with us, you know, fear, worry, anger, resentment, hatred, and how, I mean, just think about how this could potentially, like, even if you've never heard of energy medicine or energy coaching, think about how carrying all of these emotions could negatively impact your body, mm-hmm. okay?
And your relationships.
And your relationships.
And your work environment.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And for those of you that, that believe in God, okay? Because we are believers in God. You know, in the Bible, it talks about how worry and anxiety are like cancer, mm-hmm. is like an illness. And it is. It is like you carry all of these negative emotions throughout your life, you know, because of things that have happened in your past, okay, that have become truth in your life and as a result have created this negativeness, which is negative energy, which you're carrying.
Poison.
Okay? It's poison. Mm-hmm. It's energetic poison. And so of course, over the course of time, it's going to predispose you to developing disease. Mm-hmm. So what these...
Which is dis-ease.
That's right. Dis-ease.
Bill taught us that.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's right. And we're just like trying to survive and trying to survive in this life and trying to, you know, do what we need to do to survive financially and you know, make sure our kids grow up with a good, you know, growing up and that they have their basic needs met, that they get fed, that they have clothing, that they have a roof over their heads and, you know, and we're working day in and day out. I mean, all of that catches up with us. It catches up with us and we basically go into a mode of survival. I mean, that's basically what we're doing. And mm-hmm. it's you hear it all around. Hey, how you doing? Oh, just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we've become these creatures that are just in a mode of survival. And over the course of our life, we've just continued to bury these negative emotions. You know, wouldn't it be better to be living life from a place of peace, mm-hmm. and love and compassion, where we're not surviving anymore, but we're actually living life to the fullest.
And you're thriving.
And you're thriving. And not just surviving, but thriving. Mm-hmm. And where instead of reacting to things that happen in our life, we're actually coming from a place of love, mm-hmm. and compassion.
It's almost unheard of.
It is.
I mean, have you ever asked somebody, how are you doing? Oh, I'm thriving. Like, you never hear anybody say
that.
Yeah,
no,
thriving,
it's like, oh, right? I'm making it, barely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm getting by. I'm doing okay. I'm fine.
I'm surviving.
You know? Yeah.
I'm surviving.
Yeah.
So when, as a traditionally trained physician, okay, as a traditionally trained MD, we learned how to treat the physical body. All right, we learned how to treat physical ailments, you know, how to address the symptoms. But we really didn't dive into the depthness of spirituality, mm-hmm. and this energy that flows throughout us, okay? And in case you're thinking, oh, this is a bunch of hogwash, you know, this is a bunch of woohoo, you know, mystical stuff, it's not. Because every day you can feel someone's energy. You can feel your spouse, your mother's, your, you know, whoever you're working with, you know, or whoever you're with that day, you know, is like, whoa, getting some really negative vibes. That's energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is energy. Like, whoa, dude, what's going on with you? Why are you in such a bad mood?
Energy.
If that person didn't say anything to you, how do you know they're in a bad mood? It's the energy. It's energy. We are these balls of energy, okay? Constantly in a flow. Constantly in a flow. Mm-hmm. And so energy does play a huge part in our lives because we are all energy. Mm-hmm. So what I think is fascinating and what I've become so fascinated with
fascinating
on this journey is this whole notion of energy. And like I said, for the last 2 years, we've already been doing energy coaching.
Which is honestly, like, I think helped us more personally. Like, we hired him to help us with our business, but I think it's helped us more personally than with our business.
Absolutely.
Which has actually helped our business.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. You know, and our personal relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he actually, our energy coach actually, you know, when I found out about these lymph nodes, he was like, you know what? This is probably energy from all the work we've been doing over the past 2 years that's gotten stuck also. And he suggested that I find an energy healer, who the lymphatic woman that I was working with had already suggested that too, that I find an energy healer. And so we've actually both started working with an energy healer. So what is an energy healer?
Oh, man.
Stay tuned. So look, I did start doing acupuncture. And we started working with an energy healer here just in the last month or two. And wow, it's been awesome. And mm-hmm. So I want to switch gears now for the next few podcasts and talk specifically about these energy modalities. And for me, one of the most exciting things is going to be how I can marry this with traditional medicine, mm-hmm. okay? Because you can't just have traditional medicine. I realize that now. It takes more. You need the energy healing part, but you can't just have the energy healing part. You need the traditional. And so marrying these together is now our new goal in trying to figure out how we're going to do that, because it is amazing and it has been an awesome journey so far.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's what it is.
That's right. So stay tuned for our next few podcasts as we delve into this new arena of energy medicine, energy healing. And we look forward to the next podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.